This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 100 Denver households have used a new program to buy homes in historically redlined neighborhoods. CPR's Elaine Tassi reports.
The Metro PDA Social Equity Program began in April 2022. It offered $15,000 to $25,000 to help with the initial cost of getting into a home. So far, it's handed out more than $2.7 million, but only been able to help about a tenth of those who have applied. Of those who are able to close on a home, half of them are women-headed households and 90% are households of color. Due to demand exceeding supply, the program stopped taking applications 6 weeks ago. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
A shelter for young people in crisis is coming to Thornton. CPR's Matt Moret.
When it opens in 2024, the shelter will focus on people 12 to 18 years old who are experiencing homelessness, displacement from their families, or behavioral health issues. It will not accept juveniles charged with a crime. The group that'll manage the facility says its goal is to help patients find permanent housing or reunite with their families. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
More police officers in Pueblo are getting trained in specialized technology to cut the time and staff that's needed for crime investigations. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
A handful of Pueblo police officers are already using new laser scanners to capture realistic 3D and panoramic imagery. This allows one person, instead of several, to rapidly measure crime scenes. Federal funding helped pay for the equipment, which can also be used for emergency management and event planning. More officers from both the city and the county will be trained to use it this fall. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.